grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for our meditation this evening is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27, verses 52 and 53. These are two verses that occur right after Jesus dies upon the cross. Our text says, "The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many." Here ends our text. In preparing a sermon, one of the things that I was taught was to consider who it is that you're preaching to. Now this text, these two verses, the tombs were also opened and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. If you didn't know the Passion of our Lord, would you have a clue what these two verses were about? None whatsoever. I think in one sense, this is a case that you can't proof text, which is you can't try and reason with someone about Christianity, about the greatness and the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. You can't do it with one verse, even two. You have to give the context. You have to give what's going on, what comes before those verses, and what happens after. Well, these two verses here, what happens before that? An awful lot. Jesus' birth, his ministry, his choosing the disciples, his arrest in the garden, his scourging, his beating, his being nailed to the cross, the centurion shoving the spear into his side. All of this you have to know to understand what's happening here. Are you curious? Are you a curious sort? Do you get curious over things? These two verses are very important. And as we consider the miracles that took place during our Lord's Passion, I can recall in a Bible study in one of the churches that I was doing field work in, a woman there had asked a question. Significant time preparing this sermon. sermon. I read as much as I could in commentaries and study Bibles that I have, and I looked online. I looked at these websites that deal with this text. I read the writings of a lot of other curious people. I read a lot of speculations, you know, from people that, in their unbelief, they just didn't know what to do with this. The people who were raised from the dead, these saints, this text says, well, they were no doubt believers of Christ when they died, huh? Why else would it be in Scripture? What testimony these risen saints would have given about Christ to their family members and their neighbors after they'd risen from the dead, huh? But I'm not so sure we can say that they were believers. The text doesn't say. Now, as I said, we're not told exactly who they were, how many there were, whether they went home or they walked the streets, whether they appeared once or many times, or how long they lived after they rose. The text is the text. That's what God wants us to know. So in short, after reading as much as I could about this text, I really can't say anything with certainty over and above what it says in the text. Now, there was this one messianic website. It had something very interesting to say. It said, apparently there was this belief among the Jews back in those days of Jesus. There was this belief that when the Messiah would come, bodily resurrections of the dead could be well expected. For curious minds, can you imagine that? The Jews thought and believed that when the Messiah came, that there would be bodily resurrections. People would rise up out of their graves. Now, assuming that that is true, these bodily resurrections of these people would have made a powerful witness to Jesus Christ being the Messiah, wouldn't you think? Now, the website of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod includes the following question and answer. By the way, there's an awful lot of stuff. If you go into that website, you can go all over the place with all kinds of stuff. There's a bunch in there. But this one question says, could someone please elaborate on Matthew 27, verses 52 and 53, which just happens to be our text this evening? It says, the person that wrote the question says, I don't recall it ever being addressed in any of my Sunday school classes. It seems like a pretty significant event. And the answer from the LCMS says, the significance of the event is well summarized by one of our LCMS New Testament theologians, the late Dr. Martin Franzman, who wrote, quote, the saints proceeding from their tombs and appearing in the holy city indicates that Christ's death is victory over death, and that he is the firstborn from the dead. Now, Matthew's mention of this event, of course, was not intended to satisfy our curiosity about the details of what this event might have entailed at a personal level, but to impress on all readers in the subsequent times that Christ is the victor over death and that his resurrection guarantees our own. One thing that we can say for certain is that these resurrections are connected with the death of Christ. They go together. As surely as Christ was resurrected from the dead, we too will share in that glory. Now we read in the Passion of our Lord, this is just before our text, it says, Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many.
Death is swallowed up in victory. We can
beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the presence of Christ.